Hey, what's up, my people? So, I know Anchor have changed around a little bit, and so now it's Spotify. That is really actually why the only reason why I haven't been doing any podcast. I am sorry. I know I usually say that a lot, but I am really, truly sorry because I didn't know where this was at, and I was looking for it. I was on apps, and I'm like, man, where'd my app go? It just deleted. Like, where'd it go? I looked and looked and looked, and I figured out where it was. Somebody had to tell me that weeks later, months later even. I am sorry. But through the apology, and this is your boy. Definitely got to hit you with another introduction. DJ Fluff 313. Oh, yeah. Plus, we doing another podcast tomorrow. It's going down. Basically, today, I just want to trip out and talk a little bit about my new project that's coming up. And talk about a little bit of some stuff that is actually going on right now. You know what I'm talking about. I know people say, oh, I'm a little sick of hearing about it because it's like, it's up and down, so controversial and everything else. But I really need you to pay attention to something. Have you noticed that everybody right now that is mostly of color, and some people are not of color, but mostly of color also, has been male and female bashing the worst I've ever seen in my life. What the hell is going on? I don't know what people think that we not in a recession. And I don't know what the heck is going on. Okay, real quick. I just want to put this out there. Yes, I'm really talking about the Cheesecake Lady. She started off, she gonna set the bar, and it's just, it's bananas how things are with that situation. If you didn't know, there was one lady that basically went on a date with I think he's an Arabic or Indian guy, black lady, you know what I'm saying? And she got a little dressed up and everything. But I guess she worked from home in her apartment, and the guy was going to take her to an expensive restaurant on a date. Okay, that was cool. That's y'all business. Now, what ends up happening is, and make a long story short, ends up happening, she took an hour of the time that they supposed to be at the restaurant. They had reservations. So, if they had reservations, if it's an expensive restaurant, you know, people going in back and forth, they lost their reservations. So, to counterclaim that, they went to the Cheesecake Factory. When they went to the Cheesecake Factory, she was very unappreciative. She let him get out the car, and she started acting real animated and just bougie for no reason, and then put it on social media. What was the point? Who are we living for, and why act so ungrateful? In this economy, you better be lucky to go to Chuck E. Cheese, not the damn Cheesecake Factory. Like, come on, huh? How? Okay. Right after, now this is the problem. This is the major problem I'm having. Now this is the part that we really had to get on. Right after the Cheesecake Factory thing, yes, she was very ignorant with it, and it was terrible. Very ungrateful. He took her back home. Make a long story short, if you haven't seen it, go check it out real quick. Mostly on TikTok. Right after that, he took her back home. Everybody commented. Everybody talking about it, things like that. You know, it's been a couple places. Now, with that being said, right after that, a list came up. All the list says this: you can't take on the first date. You're not allowed to take people. I'm just going to say a couple things, places on the list, because I think the list is 20 places long, and I'm going to say the ones that I agree with first. Here go. You can't take people to, like, bring people to your house. Totally agreeable. That's cool. Well, if he cooked for you, if you trust this person and everything else, and y'all knew each other for a while, maybe. Then that's what y'all do, right? And not only just that, sometimes females be wanting it more than guys do, and she would definitely come to your crib. Now, that's y'all business, y'all adults, whatever y'all do. Now, on the second note is, far distance driving type locations. Okay, that's cool, because why would I, like, a lot,
be somewhere in a car with a like somebody I'm just trying to get to know in a far distance, that's kind of Jason Voorhees type stuff. So, I understand that. Now, here we go to the list, the shit that makes people ungrateful, crazy, and everything else. Here we go. Let's go number one. Number one, you know it. It got to be the Cheesecake Factory. I don't understand why. It's a restaurant. Y'all are mostly there to know each other, not to eat that. You there to eat, but come on. It's just a restaurant, y'all. Yes, it's a chain restaurant, whatever. And you can talk about me all you want. If you disagree, it don't matter. Two, I'm going to definitely tell you why it definitely don't matter in a minute. Two, Olive Garden. Three, what was it? It was Red Lobster was on there. Four, Chipotle. Okay, I do enjoy Chipotle a little bit. Five, any fast food restaurants. Now, that's understandable. Unless she really, really wanted something on the menu and you said, let's go get it and let's hang out. The movies is on there. Are you serious, bro? Starbucks is on there. Starbucks? You can't just chill and have a coffee and have a conversation? That's the best way to do it. Chill out, have a conversation, call it a day. You know what I'm saying? Yep, they said Starbucks / coffee places, stuff like that, right? Ice cream places is off the menu because they said this is not good places for first dates. Let me say this real quick. If you start going by everything you see on the internet, then you're going to be ass backwards. Let's prove it real quick. Ding, 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 boom. Do you know, because of random dumbness, I love Japan, I love my Japanese people, but let's talk about something that should be changed. They think that it is disrespectful to talk to people in public that you don't know. But the results of that, out of years and years of that, mean that your population is going down, Japan. They're suffering right now, saying that in a couple years, Japan is not going to really be, people from Japan is not going to be there anymore. The reason why, because they rather chill with artificial intelligence, sex toys and all types of other things than actually be present in another person's company. So, and then y'all have so many rules of what's rude and what's not rude. So many rules of that. And then y'all, you have to realize something. When you act that bougie, well, I'm going to just call it bougie. When you have rules like that, that's bougie and kind of dingy, and you have people that's bougie and kind of dingy and seem almost entitled to things that don't make any sense for the next generation, then you're going to fail. When would people realize it's way more bigger than you? You are just here for now. Who's going to take your place tomorrow? That I definitely had to get that out, because with America being this, hey, I need you to spend all this money because I need to feel like Beyonce is some bullshit. And even fellas, a lot of times, hold on, let's get on back on fellas. Fellas is a lot of times, a lot of them is pulling back. A lot of dudes is a little bit weird too. I'm not even gonna lie. Don't think this is just one-sided. I'm a guy, but dude, it's a lot of shit is weird, really weird. A lot of dudes nowadays are coming over, chilling with females, and touching their phone and literally sending every dime they have to their Cash App, paying for the dinner, and then the rest of the bread comes with them, and they hurry up and go home. Yeah, man, it's a whole thing out here. So let me explain that just a little bit more. A lot of dudes nowadays, they got this new shiesty thing going on where they take a girl out and stuff, and they ask to see some type of social media or something like that, or what's up, I'll take a picture of you or something. And they'll get in their phone, go to their Cash App, and send every dime they have on their Cash App to them to their Cash App or to a buddy of theirs for Cash App, and they'll go ahead and split the bread just before they won't hear that little change sound, you know what I'm saying, when they get their bread, you know what I'm saying. So it's a lot of stuff going on that people are so weird and finicky that, man, it's how can you tell you have a general person out there. Now, don't let this discourage you. There are general people out there that they probably been through something, but you have to realize a lot of people nowadays, you're going to have to be patient because it's a lot of broken people out there. And just because that, you know what I'm saying, just let them realize that you can be a little patient as a person. Let them realize that you let them show you that you can be a little patient, but also let them know that there is some working that you got to do on yourself. That's men and female. So don't get discouraged. Because especially if someone is all the time social media type person, because you have to realize it's actually one of the dumbest things ever, because there's no reason. There's no reason to say I need to show people my personal life because this is an entertainer at the time that has something to do with your relationships. People don't need to know a dang on thing about that. That's why it's called your relationship. It's you and that person. That's it. That's all I had to say real quick for today. Like, basically, in a nutshell, can we get off the bullshit? That's all. That is it. Can we get off the bullshit? Stop letting... Oh, and another thing we're probably going to talk about tomorrow is the ick list. Yes, it's a list of things that men think dudes do, and it's supposed to be disgusting to them. And it's a very interesting list. That's all I'm going to say. But in another note also, I know I've been gone for a while. Your boy DJ Fluff 313. I'm working on a book. I think it is the first sci-fi urban drama series. I think, because what I realized was in any futuristic, it's futuristic too. In any futuristic sci-fi, the hood is never shown. Never shown. And I'm like, damn, where the hell the hood be at? Like we still be doing the same thing we've been doing for forever, being the hood, I guess. But they just never had a hood there. So what I did was I studied how to write novels. I studied the greats, and I had fresh ideas. I always have fresh ideas. So I started putting them to work, and now I have a doggone good book. It's a great one. It's a doozy. It's coming out soon. It's supposed to be February 20th. It's going to be all the way done. It's going to be probably a little bit done faster than that, but I gave myself to February. So by the time the end of December hits, it's probably going to be done, but I give myself advertisement time. So that's going to be always a good thing. So, this has been your boy, DJ Fluff. Don't be scared to check me out on everything, DJ Fluff 313. And TikTok is DJ underscore Fluff 313. So, everything else, man, definitely thank y'all so much for being patient with me and everything else. I know I have been gone for a while. But on that note, I'm about to go pick up my son from hockey practice and probably go eat some dinner and get to writing again, because that's my new mission right now. Plus, I'm working on the best album I ever worked on. It's called Moonwalking with a Battle Axe. Yeah, we working. I gotta be on the news on. It's crazy. I'm on the news, all three stations. I'm about to go get me an outfit first. I gotta get a DJ Fluff shirt. And they don't want me. They want the TV head person. So that's always a fun thing. Also, so without further ado, I am gone. I'm out of here. I will see you guys later. Peace out.